Oh, yeah. Yes, Krishna is our property.
They are taking.
Why they are taking?
Our property.
Okay. Because here is Sanatana Goswami is saying, if you taking any, if you taking other's property without
permission.
Bounding,
without permission.
No, without vasibut.
Controlling.
Without controlling. How did it is possible taking of his property? Understand? Here the very.
Yes.
Yeah. Siddhanta.
Maybe he can explain.
You can explain.
Means if you have some property, if I completely controlled you by love, then I can take it.
Yeah.
But if you are not under my control, if I just take it, then this is stealing.
Like a son gets automatically the property of father because he loves him.
So they're saying that Vamsi is stealing.
Yeah, because they have controlled Krishna by love and Vamsi is not controlling.
तो ये क्या कह रही हैं कि बंसी ने भी प्रेम से वशीभूत कर लिया?
ये अभी कह रही है, अभी ये नहीं बोल रही, अभी बोल रही है कि हम लोग के जो है कृष्ण हम लोग के तो वशीभूत है, तो वो गोपियाँ वो बंसी कैसे प्रांग कर लिया? ये उन लोग के इसमें ये जलासी हो रही।
तो मतलब ये भी मतलब है कि बंसी ने भी वशीभूत किया?
ये नहीं बोल रही है वशीभूत किया कि नहीं किया, इसके बाद में कहेंगे चोरी कर रहे हैं कि वशीभूत कर रहे हैं कि कौन सा तपस्या है, इसलिए उनके मन में ये जा रहा है कौन सा तपस्या की जिसे बोल रही हूँ। देखो एक में सीधा बात मैं बोल देता हूँ, पोती पोती के पोती जो है पत्नी के ऊपर पूर्ण अधिकार है ना, कोई उपपोती उसके करे तो उसके क्या बात है, आई समझ गए? तो जरूर जो हमसे पोती के भाव होगा, ये मुझसे अधिक प्रेम हमारे पत्नी के ऊपर कोई करते हैं तब तो हमारे पति के साथ उसके संबंध है। सीधी बात मैंने बताई, ये तो बात कहीं नहीं लिखा नहीं है, सीधी बात सरल रूप में समझने की चेष्टा करो। हैं, मैं अपने पति पत्नी को मैं वशीभूत कर लिया अथवा पत्नी मुझे वशीभूत कर लिया, हैं, कोई हमारे पति की ऐसी भी रखे हमारे पति दिखने का रख दिया हो गए तो इसके मैंने समझ में ये हो जाता है तो मुझसे अधिक कोई प्रेम करता है, आई समझ में कि नहीं, यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड? ये उसके कारण है, इसमें कहीं लिखा नहीं है, ये महाराज जी कोई
तो
भी ऐसे बोल
रहे मेघ और हर चीज को इसी भाव से वो
पर्टन?
इसी भाव से जैसे मेघ और उत्तर से कर रही है नदी से
ये उनको ये जो है गोपियों के इसमें भाव हो रहे, पहले कहा ये कौन सा पुण्य किया।
Oh, wow.
Huh? Wow, only one because the class was the class was in English, in Hindi, so the translation should be in English.
Not Gurudev saying, one time Gurudev saying, not in this time saying. Gurudev is saying, Gopis, they are saying. At first, they Bansi, that the fruits, what they have doing, austerities in previous life, we don't know. So, Srimati Radhika saying, you can speak in what previous life he has done, past activities or the strong activity, anything, you can speak to us. And another point is saying, this female male candidate, Bansi, another. So, you are our property, he also. Drinking.
Venu is male.
Venu
is
also.
Female.
Eh?
Venu is male.
Venu, why you is taking? How it is possible?
Yes, yes.
Another point Srimati Radhika is saying, we also took Krishna is controlled by our prem. So Krishna's all properties is right ours. So why Bansi is drinking? So here is another point. If Gurudev want not today class Gurudev saying, one times Gurudev saying, and many times Gurudev's mood is saying. So Gopi is saying the Gopi bongs the fruits. Krishna is bound by the fruit. Krishna is bound by the fruit. They are thinking, how, why? They know that Krishna is bound by our prem. So why this fruits is taking this? So I am now saying, give an example. Husband and wife, they are automatically they are bound each other by their prem. If any other person to love his wife, but other ladies say love her husband, what happened? So maybe his wife or her husband not bound the prem. So if this is those prem is high, he can bound. So here is the gopis are thinking, why? How it is possible?
So now the gopis are thinking that how did the flute get such high
love? Little sai love. Yeah, this is so high love. So the Srimati Radhika, she also saying, what doing punno? In previous life doing punno. In what the prem bound by Krishna? This is the argument. Gopi, they are doing argument. But the gopi here, Sanatana Goswami, also here, Sanatana Goswami is saying, understand my verse is saying anything. I saying Hindi, but not clearly speaking Hindi, English. Understand?
Yes, the
flute must have burned.
You can understand? What is
so,
it?
First he's saying that the flute is like a third party because the gopis have bound Krishna by their love. So he has come along and he's taking what belongs to the gopis because Krishna is their property, he's bound by their love. So that he's stealing. And then the gopis are thinking that, well, if this flute is taking the nectar of Krishna's lips, then this flute must have such a very high love. So if the flute has such high love, then how did the flute get that love? What austerities did he do? This is so around in a circle. So.
Ujjal Inmani, in the stage of Mahabharat, what thinking? They are thinking, we have no prem. Nothing we have. One point is, we have nothing. Everybody is so high class devotee. I have no prem. No prem agandasti hari dharai. We have no prem.
On top of that, I'm praying to the person. So
yes.
I can die.
Oh, you give me. Yes.
I can die and I become.
Yes. So, in the stage of Mahabhav, many symptoms. This is the one symptom is also touching Sanatana Goswami. This is high level things, again and again hearing, then you can understand.
Oh, sir, by doing bhajan,
we can understand. Yes. Then also he is saying, so he Damodaro Adhara Sudhanang. Because Damodar, here he is saying, what is the meaning of Damodar? Because Srimati Radhika, she controlled by her prem to Krishna. That is called Damodar. That means Srimati Radhika, she bound to Srimati Krishna by her chundri. By her cloth.
Veil.
So here is Srimati, here is he is saying. Why Krishna always taking these fruits in his lips? Why? There is. So Gurudev also saying, why do you say the gopis, they are very surprised. This so here is saying this verse, kusalasma benu. Here this sma means in very, what? In exclamatory.
Astonishment.
They also say, how did, what? The Venus Sobhagya, Venus Fortune.
Word kya
hai? Small. Kusalas ma Venu. Here using the word Kusalas ma Venu.
Small.
Small. Don't say mo.
Small.
Bindi nahi hoga. Small. Small means small is this word is using in two contexts, and first in Bismoy. Bismoy means in surprise. In any others, in when your heart is overjoyed. But here, Gopis, Srimati Radhika, she using this word for surprised. Understand? Astonishment.
Yes.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
No.
Using smirk,
yes,
to indicate surprise,
astonishment.
Yeah. The good fortune of Venu. Venu is good fortune.
So Damodar means that Radhika is bound to Krishna.
Yes, by her prem.
In this passage, Lalita is bound Radha and Krishna together by veil.
Not here saying here. This is the nut. This is saying this Srimati Radhika. About.
Radhika has banned Krishna.
Yeah.
By prem? For the
by her prem. Mm. Now Gurudev is also saying, and the ananda arthe, and if the heart is overjoyed, then also using the word of small.
This context is here as well. You can, according to this verse, there's another meaning, taking the harsha, jubilation.
Hmm? Nay, where the small the subject? Here is not harsha.
No,
here
only vishma.
Only vishma. Okay. Hmm. Astounding. Athava, here in the in Sanskrit grammar, also saying where the arsa prayog. Hmm. Not on very high level things. Arsa prayog in this is the called in Sanskrit grammar. Where is the munis, rishis, they are saying, this is called the arsa prayog. In any muni and rishi, in saying in these words, if not to connection in any anything containing, also this is praman. This is also proof. In Sanskrit, we have no need. Gurudev not
vismay,
saying.
Vismay.
When this word
yes.
Sma is used.
Sma used the arsa prayog.
It's pramanic.
Pramanic, yes. And here, the, here gopis, they are saying, oh, we are also to bath in Gop dynasty. And Krishna also to bath in Gop dynasty. But Vamsi, Venu, not took bath in Gop dynasty. So, in the to so we took bath in the Gop dynasty. So we have natural to relation with Krishna. So how the relation with Krishna with Venu? Why Krishna always taking the fruits in his hands, in his fruits, and in his sometimes of his waist belt? Why? What is the relationship with?
Gurudev sometimes in his turban.
Yes. So Gurudev will say, what is the relationship? What is the relationship with the beings Venu and Krishna? We don't know. So gopis, they are in jealousy mood. In saying, Srimati Radhika, she also saying, oh, you should also stealing this the fruits. Is Venu ke jo hai, chori karke rakho.
You steal the fruits
in any hiding place.
Radhika is saying to Sakis that they should steal the flute and hide.
And you should search and get tired searching it.
Yes.
They should steal the flute and hide. Hide it where?
Yes.
In the head.
Hide it so that he has to keep searching.
Now,
in the head?
Yeah. Don't waste this time. After any question you write, then
only what Gurudev said.
In continuum, I cannot explain fully.
No, Ramachandra.
Yeah. So very nice question is here also in continue in this slok is saying. Gopaschar ke mandoj kuslams menu damodar adhar sudhanam sudha mopi gopinam bhungte swayang jat avasishta rasam. Here Gurudev is saying very critical point. Now coming in a very critical point. You see, avasishta rasam. Gopis are here, Srimati Radhika. She is saying, fruits drinking the all the rest of the adharamritam of Krishna. In this sloka, in this word, Gurudev explain, gopis, they are saying many meanings, not in one meanings. Jat avasishta rakhiya nishita pan kariti chhe. Rasamatra avasishta rakhiya sudharas pan kariti chhe. রস মাত্র অবশিষ্ট রাখিয়া
ড্রিঙ্কিং ডাউন টু দ্য লাস্ট ড্রপ
হ্যাঁ
দ্য ড্রিঙ্কিং মিন্স এভরিথিং নট লিভিং এ সিঙ্গেল ড্রপ
ইয়েস দ্যাট মিন্স ফ্রুটস অলসো ড্রিঙ্কিং হ্যাঁ অল দ্য রেস্ট অফ দ্য নেক্টার অফ ক্রিসপ ডেটস হ্যাঁ নট টেকিং এনিথিং হ্যাঁ কমপ্লিটলি
Not leaving
one drop. At the one meaning. Many, many meanings. Two, three, four meanings also coming. Yeah. In there, here also saying, other meanings, urbarito rasamatra dhamatra ases rake sudharang sarangso paan kori diye chhe. Or other is one meaning is also saying, he drinking, that the fruits drinking the all the ros parts he give up all the what things
inferior
ros us. And drinking the
superior
ros understand
he left the inferior
ros. Left the inferior so Gurudev give an example as like the swan drinking the mixing water a mixing milk. If you milk, if you water milk within water,
mix milk and water.
If you give the swan, the swan also that taking way. The water and
only drinking
the water and leaving the water. As like
drinking the milk and leaving the water.
Drinking the milk and leaving the water. Leaving the water.
Did you see that?
Yeah?
Have you seen?
There is a process here.
Yes.
This is the
process.
Have seen?
Many times.
Because it in science is also saying, we heard our the science teacher, the one of the things is coming from the swan neck, swan throat. Yeah? The one swan throat and one types of acid, then very quickly. Yeah? Also, the dhut also separate. That means, we are making paneer and water is and then take drink. This is the process. You? I heard our science teacher where one acid is coming from the swan throat and then very quickly and also separate the milk and the water also. So you making the paneer and earth.
Throwing away
water and also the this is the. Now it is our out of topics.
So similarly,
this fruit also drinking the unnata ras, higher ras from Krishna's lips and also drinking. And of the earth, nikrishta ras. Inferior also living.
So that's the second example of the word avasishta.
Yes.
So the third?
Then it's saying, understand? Second meaning. Yes. Now I'm saying third meaning. Avasishta rasa. Here is saying, avasishta rasa. Abar means, Gurudev also saying the words, abar. Avasishta, abar, this word is abar, avasishta, the spelling word.
Sandhi.
Avasishta. Abar, this word is used in very lower. Sista is the rest.
Leftover.
Abha means lower.
Lower.
In Hindi?
Inferior.
Abha is very hinarthi.
Lower.
Yes.
Inferior.
Sista then means rest. Artha rasamatra ases rakhiya nisse adhar sudha paan kori te chhe.
Ramachandra said, you take the best and you leave the rest.
He? You take the best and you leave the rest.
He take the?
The best and left the rest.
Yes. Okay, same thing. Yeah. रसमात्र अवशेष राखिया निश्चे अधर सुधा पान कर दे रसमात्र अवशेष राखिया इन अनदर मीसी अलसी हियर ही आल्सो सेइंग रसमात्र अवशेष माने ही नॉट ड्रिंकिंग द रस ओनली टू ड्रिंकिंग व्हाट अधर सुधा সনাতন গোস্বামী রসমাত্র অবশেষ রাখিয়া নিঃশেষে অধর সুধা সুধা পান করে দিয়েছে.
This is the third meaning.
Third meaning.
Uh-huh.
Fourth meaning.
No, what is the idea?
The second or third एक साइड तो है हीन रस ले लिया उत्कृष्ट ले लिया और निकृष्ट को छोड़ दिया.
अभी कोई रस नहीं पान कर रहे हैं. Third meaning. He is not taking any रस.
Only the nectar of his lips.
है only the nectar of his lips. What? Not taking any रस.
नहीं अवशिष्ट के अर्थ में बता रहे हैं.
अभी थर्ड मीनिंग बोल रहे हैं अवशिष्ट रस राखिया ये रस मात्र अवशेष राखिया निश्चेष अधसुधा पान कर दीजिए रस मात्र अवशेष राखिया और दी ऑल रे ऑल रस इज रख दिया लेफ्ट ऑल रस इज लेफ्ट ऑल ड्यू टू ड्रिंकिंग द नेक्टर अधर सुधा
क्या
क्या समझ नहीं आया ये है वो कोई रस पान नहीं कर रहे अरे वो तो नीरस है बंसी नीरस है बंसी इज व्हाट ड्राई हाउ डू इट्स पॉसिबल टू ड्रिंकिंग द रस रस और रस व्यक्ति रस ही पान कर सकते हैं नीरस व्यक्ति कैसे रस पान करें
अंडरस्टैंड
हियर इज सेइंग फ्रूट इज ड्राई और कृष्णस लीफ इज नेक्टर फुल हाउ इज पॉसिबल टू टेकिंग द रस दोज वर नीरस ड्राई हाउ डू टेकिंग द रस इट इज इम्पॉसिबल हियर इज दिस सेइंग रस व्यक्ति ही रस की आस्वादन कर सकते हैं हु कैन टेस्ट रस हु इज रसिक रसिक ही रस आस्वादते हु इज रसिक ही ऑल्सो टेकिंग ड्रिंकिंग द रस नॉट अदर बॉडी ड्रिंक रस टेकिंग रस
So now we know why he's not taking any rust because he's not rasik.
Yes.
But now the question is, what is he taking?
He's taking nectar.
He's taking, but only adhar. Only adhar.
Oh, only adhar.
Not taking rust.
No nectar.
Not taking, not taking.
He's touching the lips, but he's not drinking.
Not drinking.
Oh, okay.
ये नहीं समझ रहे ये सीधी बात है एक बंसी को आप अधर में रख दिया वो टचिंग
Only
touching the nectar of Krishna, not taking.
Only touching the
lips of Krishna.
Lips of Krishna,
not taking the nectar.
Not taking them.
Only touching the lips, but not taking.
Not taking. Yes. Because why the? Because the bansi, this Venu, is what dry. How is possible? If rasik vyakti jo hai, those who are rasik. Only he taking, drinking the rasa. Those who are not rasic, how it is possible? It is the jukti. Understand? You can see?
He's saying that there's, if there is some rasa, like in Srimad Bhagavatam there's so much rasa, but only one who is rasic can taste the rasa. So if one is vairasic, if he's the dry...
Not vairasic.
Nira.
If he's dry, then he cannot taste.
হিয়ার ইজ অলসো গুরুদেব অলসো সেইং যত অবশিষ্ট রসম গোপিস ড্রিঙ্কিং দ্যাট দ্য নেকটার অফ কৃষ্ণ অধরামৃত দ্যাট নেকটার নট টু ড্রিঙ্কিং দ্য ফ্রুটস আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড
drinking left of his, lips.
कृष्ण गोपियां जो कृष्ण के जो रस पान करती है वो रस बंसी पान बंसी वेणु के पान करना संभव नहीं है. बोलो क्या बोला.
गोपीज आर ड्रिंकिंग व्हाट नेक्टर गोपीज आर ड्रिंकिंग ऑफ कृष्णास लिप्स. इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल फॉर वेणु टू हैव दैट टू ड्रिंक दैट नेक्टर.
दैट्स वन मीनिंग.
दिस इज फोर्थ मीनिंग.
दिस इज फोर्थ मीनिंग.
Can you say that again, please? Can't hear at all.
Pardon?
Can't hear.
Repeat that. Louder. Okay, the meaning is that the nectar which the gopis drink from Krishna's lips, that it is not possible to the, for the flute to drink that nectar. That's meaning avashishta rasam.
Here now, what meaning? Fourth meaning. The fourth meaning I can speak. Mm. Then now is fifth meaning. It is called avahitta bhav. Now coming in fifth meaning, gopis, she also speaking in abhitta bhav, that means of his own meaning, a own mood also hiding and saying. Otherwise in Alankar Shastra it is saying, it is called utpreksha alankar. It's same thing. Utpreksha alankar, that means of his own mood to adopting in others. Pardon?
Project.
Superimpose. Yeah, yes, project to others. Yeah. Oh, I have no. Here this saying, a fifth meaning is very so high. Rage atripta svabhav hetu mur pan karde. Here Srimati Radhika is saying, oh, within rag, and the bansi, the venu is unsatisfied.
Can you say that again? The word ras means rag here.
No. Here they saying, avashishta rag bole avashishta bujhay, rager avashishta bujhay. Here is rag, here is ras means rag.
Ras means rag.
Avashishta rago, avashishta raso. Ras means rag. What rag? Rag means deep attached. This flute is with his deep rag, he was unsatisfied. It is the nature of rag.
Yes,
sir. If Gurudev give an example, if anybody is rag, but he never satisfied. It is the mood of whose? Srimati Radhika's mood. But she appropriate to flute. Understand?
Can you speak Sesha
So the rag is in Anurag, the gopi is insatiable, their love is, can't be satisfied.
Yes. They cannot satisfy it.
Rag is unquenchable
loving. Unquenchable thirst. Loving of thirst.
So this is Venu mein bhi rag hai.
Yeah?
Wo keh rahe Venu mein bhi rag hai.
Venu mein ho nahi ho rahe. Apne bhav ko usme wo usme sthapit kar rahi hai.
Ki isme bahut rag
hai. Isme bahut rag hai. हमें है कि नहीं उनमें हो नहीं वो उसमें करिए इसमें अनुराग ज्यादा है मेरा तो अनुराग नहीं है. दिस इज इट इज द वन द सिम्टम ऑफ महाभाव. इफ यू नॉट रीड उज्जवलिन मणि इट इज वेरी हार्ड टू एंटर इन दिस वर्स. विदाउट रीडिंग महाभाव उज्जवलिन मणि एंड कमेंट्री ऑफ विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती पाद यू कैन नॉट एंटर. नाउ यू हियर नी अगेन एंड अगेन. Because what is the symptom of Mahabhav and why is she saying, I also saying, many also meaning. But it is very so difficult to explain in English. Very so high level things, I have no so much English.
I try to say and you can correct me if there's any mistake.
Yeah.
So in this fifth meaning, this is Avahit Bhav. That means Radhika, she's hiding her own mood and she's speaking. And because she's in stage of Mahabhav, then her own mood, she sees that in others. And she's saying, here the word ras means rag, deep attachment. So she's saying that because this flute has very deep rag, it is the nature of rag that in rag one is tasting the ras, but is never satisfied.
because the object of one's love always seems newer and newer and newer. So even you drink so much, you feel that you have never drunk anything like this. So the she's saying that the flute is dissatisfied even though he's drinking so much nectar, because that's her own mood.
Yes, Sayad is saying, so again and again, the flute drinking the nectar of Krishna. It is the symptom of greed. So Gurudev also saying, give an example about the what? Amke Gutli. Amke Gutli. So Gurudev, give an example about if you, what? Amke Chuste, licking.
Sucking.
Sucking the mangoes, what?
Seed.
Mango seed, again and again. So Gurudev saying, I'm not to coming in this very very nice example. And Gurudev also saying, even again and again, you taking the seed of mangoes and you cannot take. But Gurudev also saying, Mahaprasad, Krishna's prasad is called the Mahaprasad. And if when the Mahabhagavat taking the prasad, that is called the Mahaprasad. And then also saying about, give an example about Jharu Thakur, Jharu Thakur and Kalidas, Krishna does not. Kalidas, give the example. Because if I say, Gurudev saying very nicely, I've also left there the verse. So,
what was the point about sucking the seed of the mango?
Because this fruit is unsatisfied.
Yes.
To taking the taste the
nectar
of Krishna.
Yes, yes.
So again and again, yes, he also taking. So yes. Is saying this is the verse.
Oh, the example of someone that's sucking the seed of the mango.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Because they're not satisfied.
Yes. Because it is the symptom of what? Anurag. Anurag symptom what? Symptom what? He's not satisfied. It is the symptom of bhakti. If bhakti is, if Gurudev is saying, naam is very powerful. So if you taste naam, you cannot give up. Haridas Thakur and our Goswamis, they also continue chanting this naam. Because if you chant, if you taste the nectar of naam, you never left this naam. So now continue Gurudev also saying that the other Sudha. What that the other Sudha? The other Sudha, the nectar of the
lips.
Nectar of the leaves of Krishna's. What? This is the Gopigone Obasista Ros. What gopis they also lived? That the other Ros, other Sudha. Because when Krishna, when here the two many, gopis, they also kissing to Krishna. And so gopis nectar, gopis other Sudha is entering where? Krishna lives. So this other Sudha is so nice, so tasteful. So this is called Maha Maha Prasad. Understand? This is a high level thing. You can speak very quickly.
Okay. So another meaning of the Avasishta Rasam is that this flute, it is taking Maha Maha Prasad. Why? Because when the gopis kiss Krishna, then his lips, they become the remnants of the gopis. And then the flute, then he's taking that remnant. So that is called Maha Maha Prasad.
Yes. So Gurudev is saying, gopis, they also lift that all the rods in the material rods, they lift their all their husband, wife, a husband and everything. Now in this world, that the Ross also taken in this world, materials person. But the gopis, what? They are testing the Krishna's other Ross.
This is
six.
Chhatma
ki bol.
The Maha Maha Prasad example.
This is Mahaprasad.
Six examples.
Yes. Because this what Mahaprasad? Gopis other nectar to Krishna. This nectar is so high. So this is Maha Maha Prasad. Understand?
Maha Prasad
deta, Maha Prasad chhod deta. Maha Prasad ke chhod kar ke, Maha Maha
Prasad ke. Why are they giving up the... Why?
Why?
Prabhu, you said in this example of Maha Prasad there are two meanings.
Yeah.
So...
Okay. Gopis, they also give up all their vahik and parotrik. Visay. In this mandal, in the in heavenly and also in materials, everything they also give up, only taking the Krishna's Adharamritam. Only the gopis, they are also taking white ras, not in dasa, not sakha in vatsala, only tasting, they're the madhurja ras.
Is that the second part? You said there's two parts in number six.
So, here he's saying,
are we on six? Rasa rupi vidyamana.
Okay, only then here he's also saying, another friend Gurudev also saying, why the lakes of Manas Sarovar and Jabuna, why they were so happy? Because they are singing, they are thinking, oh, this Venu is to born in our dynasty. And they are also happy because the Venu also pushed away. Pushed in this case? Nourished by our water. And also, so Gurudev also given an example that the the mother is very happy to singing of his, the glory of his son, because the mother is thinking, oh, my son is very
I have nourished
my son or taken by my milk of my own breast. अपने दूध के अपने स्तन के द्वारा माँ जैसे पुत्र के पालित करते हैं और पुत्र जब बड़ा हो जाते हैं माँ अत्यंत प्रसन्न होते
हैं।
Okay. If any point,
tomorrow
I also.
Neen ras ka samajh nahi aaya.
Or this point can be also mixed. Kya?
Jo dusra wala hai heen ras.
Arey heen ras mein bahut arth hai. Heen ras ke do arth hai. Yes, do. Yahan jo heen ras jo hai, is sansar ke jo heen ras jo hai.
Isme hans wala example tha. Isme heen ras kisko keh rahe hai? Venu ke liye. Venu keh rahe hai. Venu to shresh ras paan kar raha hai. Heen ras ko
chhod de raha hai. Heen ras jo hai, isme dasa sapha basal, ye bhi heen hote ja rahe hai. Ye isko bhi chhod karke ek matra usi ko rasko paan kar. Ye kaun bol rahe hai? Gopiyan bol rahe hai.
Can you repeat six onwards?
No, I'm completely lost. From tomorrow, from the six points, we can start and go through.
Tomorrow afternoon, I also saying, in any point, I also not explain. Tomorrow, I also again explain.
What time? 3:30? 4:00?
4:00.
Okay, 4:00 tomorrow, we go from the six.